I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. So I was really excited because I had a great idea for this podcast. I'd talk about eBay and how you could make some bucks selling your finds. I got the idea when a high school classmate of mine posted a note on our class internet forum about it. Here's what she said. I bought something on eBay recently. My grandson turned 10 and he loves Civil War stuff. He wants to decorate his new bedroom using a Civil War theme. So I bought on eBay a box of stuff that the seller said was dug up on a battlefield. There were old, dirty pieces of a harmonica, a button, a marble, parts of bullets, etc. My mother has a shadow box thing, and I'm thinking he will identify these metal-detecting finds and put them in that shadow box to hang on his wall. Now, is that great or what? Think about that for a minute. Don't we all have boxes full of stuff like this? This treasure hunter finds a lot of marginal collectibles, and instead of putting them in a box or a drawer like we do, he sells them a few at a time on eBay. Not only is he making a bit of a profit, he's also giving some vicarious excitement to his buyer. So that was going to be my show. Use eBay to get rid of the finds you don't want. Not only do you make money, you make somebody else extremely happy. But you knew there was going to be a but, didn't you? But I thought I'd better check eBay and see what kind of prices these things bring. And I was astounded. I was flabbergasted. Not because the prices were so high, but because they were so low. Get this. A guy sold a package of things he'd found with his metal detector, including these items. A gold nugget, 1/10 of a gram. 8 nice-looking rings, including 1 sterling silver and 1 tungsten carbide ring. A pocket knife, looks like a Barlow. A barber dime, a mercury dime, a silver Roosevelt dime. That's 3 silver dimes. A Liberty nickel, a buffalo nickel, an Indian head penny. About a dozen wheatback pennies, and a 1943 steel penny, and a few Zinkens. Still with me, there was also a Civil War mini ball, an Indian Wars cartridge, a key ring, a St. Christopher's medal, a peace symbol pin, a shyster-type spinner fishing lure, a metal car, several uniform buttons, and a few more odds and ends. Now, what do you think all of that sold for? Silver coins, a gold nugget, etc., etc., etc.? It went for just under $15. Even add the shipping, and the buyer took all this home for a $20 bill. So for a show that was going to be about making money by selling on eBay, instead it's ending up as a show about making money by buying on eBay. If you're going to sell on eBay, be sure you set a fair starting price so you don't get burned like this guy did. And keep your eyes peeled for bargains like this for sale. Yeah, the bottom line is think about doing some buying on eBay. Seems to me whoever bought this deal I just described is a better treasure hunter than a lot of us are. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.